And we have been meeting our domestic needs and international obligations for fuels. Since the start of the conflict, several countries have announced export restrictions on fuel or implemented fuel rationing measures. We have not done so far. There has been no need to do so. Global energy majors and trading companies have a sizable presence in Singapore. We are the world's third largest oil trading hub and the sixth largest refinery export hub. These capabilities were built up over decades. It is a result of a deliberate long-term strategy. Today, they underpin our energy and fuel resilience. Because of this, we are deeply connected to global flows of energy, and that gives us access to diverse sources of energy and fuel supplies. So we are able to respond to disruptions more flexibly. As for electricity, we have taken steps to reduce risks to disruption of our supplies to meet our electricity needs. And there are four aspects to this. First, our sources are diversified. Apart from the Middle East, we also import liquefied natural gas, LNG, from Australia, which is one of our key suppliers, the United States, and Mozambique. Second, while 95% of our electricity is generated from natural gas, our power plants can switch from natural gas to diesel when needed. Third, and relatedly, we have fuel reserves. These reserves comprise a mixture of natural gas and diesel. Some are owned by the government, some are owned by power generation companies. We are also planning to increase our fuel reserves. It will be costly, but we think it necessary. We have so far not tapped on our fuel reserves, nor have we implemented fuel rationing.